Darwin was born into Jane Austen's world. If you know Jane Austen's world, the manners, the politeness, the class structure, the apparent invisibility of science, then you know the world Darwin was brought up in. It's the early 19th century. His father was a wealthy, respectable physician. His grandfather was the same. They were both sympathizers with the French and American revolutions. They were anti-slavery. They were pro-France, which was not a popular thing to do in England.
Right.
They were liberals, liberal to radicals in their politics. And on his mother's side, Darwin was Unitarian, but very warm-hearted and evangelical Unitarian. And so he went to chapel growing up. He was baptized in the Church of England, which was a safe precaution. And these two sides of his family, his paternal radicalism and his maternal devoutness, helped fuel a growing contradiction in his own life. He had to have a career. His father had picked him out for medicine, very respectable occupation, but he didn't succeed. And he disappointed his father. So the second best was the Church of England.
Mm-hmm.
It was a safe home for ne'er-do-well sons.
And I mean, we should also point out, and this has been true almost into the present in England, that, that joining the church historically was a very respectable profession for, as you say, sons of upper-class families.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Darwin didn't have to believe every jot and tittle of the 39 Articles of the Church of England. He had to be able to say that he believed these things. It was a casual business. You would get set up with a country parish. You would have a guaranteed income. You'd have a guaranteed society with squires and the upper gentry. And do your church duties. And you'd have a great deal of time left over for natural history, collecting beetles
and
looking down microscopes and things like that. And this quite appealed to Darwin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he would have been. He would have taken his place in the countryside of Jane Austen's England as a vicar of a parish, celebrating Holy Communion on Sundays, burying people in the churchyard, calling in people's homes. And yet, of course, that didn't happen.